Now, back to the Eric Stewart Show on WMAL.
Welcome back to the Eric Stewart Show. If you're listening and just joining me, Dr. Vin Kelly from Chevy Chase, Maryland, joins me today. Dr. Kelly is one of my clients. I'm selling his property in Chevy Chase. It is a 3,900 square foot, three-level townhome with a two-car garage. It's in a community that was developed in the 2000 timeframe, where everything around the outside of the house is maintained by the community association, except for on the side yard, which is within gates, actually, which you then maintain that, right?
Precisely, yes. So,
and you have your own garden in there, and right. you can grow vegetables or whatever you want to do in that area.
And have done that. But the garden, by the way, is maintained by my son, who's in the business.
Lovely. And the son conveys with the property.
Yes.
So 3,900 square feet and first floor master bedroom, right. High ceilings, big open spaces.
Yeah.
And there's a new development around the corner from this that EYA is developing at around $1.5 million.
Right, brownstones at
Brownstones
Chevy Chase.
At Chevy Chase, right? Yeah. Very pretty, very beautiful, and all brand new. Smaller.
Smaller.
And $400,000 more expensive.
Exactly.
So get a good value here with this house on 8527 Gavin Manor Court.
Right.
Gavin Manor Court.
Right.
By the way, as you're listening to Dr. Kelly, as we chat about this, you can see the virtual tour, see the floor plan at ericstewartgroup.com, and all that information is available to you there. Thinking of downsizing, or as I call it, right-sizing, this is a good opportunity.
Okay.
All right. So let's move on and chat a little bit more about what it is you enjoy about your home and what makes it special, especially in light of the article from the Washington Post of a couple weeks ago.
Right. Well, first of all, I love the place, and I, except for developments, being widowed,
yes.
and the fact that my daughter in Kensington suggested that there was a smaller house, first floor, a rambler, I guess.
Yes, exactly.
Available directly across from her. That was too hard to give up.
Yes.
Being,
close to your daughter.
And the fact that she was interested in my moving close to her.
Isn't
too.
That nice?
Right.
Oh.
So other than that, prior to this time, my daughter lived with me with family, and my son lived with me and family, because there's plenty of room for that.
Mm-hmm.
But now I'm just there singly.
Yes.
And I decided it was appropriate to go to something smaller,
right.
In which case I had to sell my home. Now, I love my home, and it's very convenient.
Mm-hmm.
I have the side yard for myself. I have all the space. It has a lot of storage space, a lot of closet space.
Mm-hmm.
the dining room, living room, kind of one open space. But good for entertaining, which I wish I've done there.
No doubt. The first floor itself, you could have 75 people in this house for a party without any difficulty.
Right. And we had. And we did. in the past.
Yes,
right.
Yes.
I should mention, the third floor is open now. We've used it for various things, including when my son was there with the family. It was granddaughter. We fixed it up so it was a bedroom for her. Now it's just a very available open space.
Nice.
With skylights, by the way, so
mm-hmm.
it's very lit.
Mm-hmm.
Two skylights in the roof area. So that's that very useful, too. And then I have a desk out there, that kind of thing. And on the second floor, there are three bedrooms, all good-sized bedrooms, including what we consider a master bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
But there's also what we call a bonus room, which is an open corner. That's where big TV is and what have you. You can use it for wherever. That's not closed in. It's a separate room. That opens up to the hall.
And that space is not a little study area. This is about 16 by 18 feet.
Yeah.
It's large space. You could turn it into a library for 7 or 8 or 9 different bookshelves. It's got a lot of potential.
Oh, absolutely. Right. Yeah. And I've used it that's been sort of a second floor family room where I can read, watch television in there and what have you. But
yes.
Can use it for what, but the space is very comfortably there. There's also the heating air conditioning. There are two units, two separate units.
Yes.
Right. Separate.
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 Okay.
Yeah.
And that's nice because you've got 3,900 square feet.
Right.
You've got the separation.
Right.
You've got one in the attic space
right.
and you've got one on the first floor so that you've got proper ventilation. You've got proper movement of the air. It's a very efficient property, brick on the exterior as well as siding and beautifully, beautifully maintained. I love the Georgian style of this property.
Yeah.
Got a classic and then it's got the English patio in the front.
Exactly.
As you walk into through a gate into the patio.
Into the patio, right?
And then you come in from there into the, and I love your little waterfall feature on the wall, on the brick wall.
Right.
And just very pretty.
Right.
So Gavin Manor, 8527 Gavin Manor. Tell me maybe anything else that you can think of that you really love about the place.
Well, I'll tell the story that one of the first neighbors we had, I was the original buyer. There were 14 units.
Yes.
And one of the original neighbors was with a very large firm in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
But they were coming home to the United States. I guess he was retiring, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But in any case, he came by looking for something, and he found this place. And he, one of the units, where in an N unit, too, so one of the larger units, and he decided he had to have that, even though he wasn't coming back for a year. But it looked so much like the kind of the European townhouse communities that he was used to, having lived there for a number of years with a large corporation. So he bought it. And it remained empty for a year. I guess they came down periodically, so he would make sure that he had that unit. And he's a good neighbor. They're still there.
Nothing else for sale. This is a great location. If you're thinking about a downsize, definitely check it out online or call me today, and I'll schedule a showing of Dr. Kelly's place. And that toll-free number is 800-900-9104. You can leave a message there. Again, 800-900-9104. Or go to ericstewartgroup.com. Download a copy of the Right Sizing Guide or the Market Ready Guide if you're thinking about getting ready to sell, and we'll help you any which way you want to go. Dr. Kelly, final thoughts, anything?
No, I'm going to miss my place, but practically speaking, where I'm moving makes sense in my life, where I am at this point. But other than that, I will miss it because it's a great, great location.
Lovely.
Right across from the school. Right down from shopping,
yes,
et cetera, and close to the Beltway. You
know, yes.
So it's, anyway.
Dr. Vin Kelly has been my guest here. Dr. Vin Kelly, renowned psychiatrist here in the D.C. area.
Right.
Retired now.
Retired.
And great singer. He'll be at Fox Hill on St. Patrick's Day singing Oh Danny Boy, among other great tunes. And what a great voice he has, folks. He really has an angel's voice. So as we turn our attention to thinking about how we improve our properties. In a little bit, I'm going to have Rob Tilson from Kane Landscaping join me to discuss the price of landscaping and how it can be calculated correctly so you don't overspend on a landscaping plan for your property. Plus, how do you handle migrant workers in the D.C. area coming from Central America in a way that honors the law and also honors the relationship that you have with those workers. Rob's got a great couple of suggestions on that as an employer of many immigrant workers in a legal way. I found it fascinating, and I think you will too. Also, if you're thinking about buying or selling this spring, don't forget that we will have a couple of seminars in the month of March this month in Collington out in Prince George's County. I'll be speaking on the 23rd of March there. So don't forget to go to ericstewartgroup.com for more information. If you're in PG County and want to hear me speak about how to get your house sold for top dollar. And for those of you who are still a couple of years off, don't be shy. Give me a call today. We can set up a time to come see and talk about a plan of action, even if you're a little ways off. 800-900-9104 is the toll-free number. The website is ericstewartgroup.com. Been a pleasure. Dr. Kelly, have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Enjoyed being here.
We'll be right back with more right after this.